I'm Rick Henson with a check of the news on KJAN, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our forecast is calling for it to be sunny today with a high of 91, winds out of the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. In Western Iowa news, a Pottawatomie County man was listed in critical but stable condition following a collision Tuesday evening between his motorcycle and a car. Council Bluffs police say 59-year-old Stephen Joseph Salentic of Council Bluffs was transported by Bluffs Fire and Rescue to Creighton University Hospital in Omaha following the accident that took place at around 6:20 p.m. at the intersection of South 24th Street and 6th Avenue. Officials say the Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by Salentic was southbound on 6th Avenue when it collided with a Honda Civic driven by 19-year-old Edwin Furman Lopez Ambrosio of Council Bluffs as he was westbound on 6th Avenue. Lopez Ambrosio complained of pain afterward but requested no medical attention at the scene. He was cited for failure to yield the right-of-way at a controlled intersection. The Iowa West Foundation Board of Directors recently approved more than $5 million in grants and initiatives funding to 19 nonprofit organizations and government entities in southwest Iowa and eastern Nebraska. Locally, the Audubon Community Cinema received $6,000 for the Rose Movie Theater renovation, and the Pottawatomie County Mental Health and Substance Abuse Network received general operating support in the amount of $15,000. Among the other recipients was the City of Council Bluffs, which received a $100,000 grant for the city's newly unveiled Unimage campaign with the tagline of Unlike Anywhere Else on Purpose. The city also received $85,000 toward the Council Bluffs Fire Department's Bell Tower project, which will place one of the city's oldest artifacts, a centennial fire bell from 1876, on prominent display for the public to enjoy. The City of Council Bluffs, in partnerships with the Council Bluffs Community School District, also received $150,000 for Phase 3 of the Blink Wi-Fi initiative, which will expand the city's free Wi-Fi footprint in Council Bluffs further east of North 16th Street to the existing downtown Wi-Fi zone along the 100 block of West Broadway. And per its focus on healthy families, the Iowa West Foundation awarded a $70,000 grant to Connections Area Agency on Aging to ensure homebound senior citizens in Pottawatomie County could continue or begin to receive Meals on Wheels. The program had been experiencing a funding shortfall, causing food insecure individuals to be placed on a waiting list. The Iowa West Foundation grant will ensure a total of 36,348 hot and frozen, nutritionally balanced meals are delivered to 228 individuals, leaving no one on a waiting list. The Iowa West Foundation is one of the largest private foundations in the Midwest that has distributed more than $300 million to nonprofits and governmental agencies throughout southwest Iowa and eastern Nebraska since the inception of its grant program. Funding for the grants comes from investment earnings in the Iowa West Racing Association, which receives contractual fees from casino operators Ameristar and Harrah's. Officials at the Iowa Association of Business and Industry on Wednesday presented an Atlantic business with a 2016 Iowa Job Honors Award. Representatives from Owner Revolution received the award at the ABI's annual Taking Care of Business Conference in Sioux City. The Iowa Job Honor Awards is an initiative aimed at recognizing Iowans who have overcome barriers to employment and the employers who hire them. Several hundred Iowa business leaders assembled at the conference to witness the ceremony, during which biographical videos recounted honoree efforts to win life-changing jobs. The Rewall Company of Des Moines was also honored for their commitment to hire disadvantaged candidates, including people with developmental disabilities, past criminal convictions, and histories of addictions. Lead sponsor of the Iowa Job Honor Awards is the Manpower Group. Central Iowa Works co-sponsored the celebration along with Iowa ABI. Launched in 2014, the awards are expanding nationally under the banner of America's Job Honor Awards. And the Atlantic City Council this evening is expected to act on passing a resolution amending two sections of the city's personnel policies. City Administrator John Lund has said the city's Personnel and Finance Committee met and reviewed proposed changes to the policies with regard to a repeal of wage step increases and health insurance. Lund says a draft of the policies repeals the step increases because the numbers for those increases have proven confusing for those not directly involved with the city's payroll, which in turn makes transparency on city employee compensation unnecessarily difficult. By repealing the step increase process, Lund says wages listed on salary resolutions will be the numbers paid at the first of the year, including annual adjustments. The only element missing would be longevity pay, which only applies to exempt hourly employees. With regard to the city's health insurance policy, identical changes to those adopted by both the police and public works unions will be applied to union benefits and wage adjustments to non-union staff. The amendment sets new deductible amounts and increases employee premium contributions. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will act on the appointment of Hans Kringle to the Library Board. And at the start of their meeting at 5:30, they'll recognize all the 2016 Atlantic High School spring athletic programs for having great seasons and the coaches for being positive influences on today's youth. The meeting will be held in their chambers at City Hall. In our funeral announcements this morning, John C. Parrott, Jr., age 96, of Ames and formerly of Audubon, died Sunday in Ames. Funeral services for John Parrott, Jr. will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Stephen Borkowski, age 69, of Audubon, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Stephen Borkowski will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Robbie Reed McMullen, age 21, of Denison, died Sunday. Funeral services for Robbie McMullen will be on Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Denison. The Fannabecker Funeral Home of Denison has arrangements. Eva Parrott, age 97, of Brighton, Colorado, and formerly of Griswold, has died. Interment of cremated remains for Eva Parrott will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Flint Cemetery in Griswold. Doon Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Chop Michael Dwayne Claver, age 56, of Anita, died Tuesday at Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. And per his wishes, cremation will take place and private family services will be held for Chop Michael Claver at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is handling the arrangements. Crystal Jean Hamilton, age 74, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. And per her wishes, cremation has taken place, and private family services will be held for Crystal Hamilton at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Joanne Sanders, age 84, of Elkhorn, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Private services for Joanne Sanders will be held at a later date, with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan assisting the family. And Lowell Schaff, age 84, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Lowell Schaff are pending at the Doon Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.